The Pope urges reconciliation in a Mideast visit. A landmark decision for Dalit rights could boost ministry in India. And the Logos Hope team encourages local churches in Ireland. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pope Benedict XVI is urging Christian and Muslim Palestinians to work to repair the damage of past conflicts and coexist. Sat7 is broadcasting portions of his journey live with Arabic commentary. Sat7's David Harder says,
"The Pope, by visiting, is able to raise awareness of the plight of our brothers and sisters in Christ there. Christians in Jordan, Christians in Israel, Christians in the Palestinian areas. They all suffer from different kinds of persecution. Sometimes it's ostracism. And, you know, they are leaving in droves."
His message of reconciliation echoes the vision that moves Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, forward.
"We at Sat7 are trying to encourage and use television to bring materials for the Christians who are in very difficult areas, including Gaza."
Harder notes a lot of hope for the aftermath of the Pope's visit.
"When we're broadcasting this to the wider community, hopefully it will have an impact in changing people's perceptions of the Christians in the region, and also maybe break false things that they've believed about Christianity, and to help them understand what our beliefs are and how we love Jesus and how Jesus loves them as well."
Next, the Pope's tour of the Middle East has focused attention on tensions between Jews, Roman Catholics, and Palestinians. In the meantime, however, the gospel is quietly spreading throughout the Middle East. The Middle East Reform Fellowship partners with Words of Hope to broadcast into 22 countries in the Arab League, and many listeners are responding to the gospel. Pray for new believers as they connect with churches and begin to grow in their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. One of India's higher courts recently handed down a landmark ruling in favor of a Dalit. K.P. Yohannan of Gospel for Asia says the man had sued a newspaper when it blamed him for a murder he didn't commit.
"And this one of the rare times that a higher court said, no, you cannot abuse these people. They are human beings. And I think this is going to become an example for tens of thousands of cases all over the country that are filed but no justice are given to these Dalits."
Yohannan hopes the case will make a difference for the Dalits, especially for the millions of suffering children that his ministry is trying to help.
"Unless they get educated and liberated and understand they are human beings with rights, I think the future of this nation is also in such a huge crisis."
Pray the gospel will bring freedom to the oppressed people of India and spread through them all over the country. Next, Wycliffe Bible Translators has recently made some changes in their translating teams to help them achieve their Vision 2025 initiative. President Bob Creason says,
"We're working in a comprehensive way now and collaboratively bringing languages together in workshop settings. So what happens is we see word progressing much more rapidly, particularly as we involve national colleagues in our work."
Their new teams work in all the unreached languages in a region instead of one. Currently, there's a team in Uganda, and Creason is pleased with their effort.
"We're seeing a lot of our partner organizations benefiting from what I believe is God's spirit moving across the peoples of the earth right now, and there's just something very exciting happening when you get out here on the ground and you see more and more people who want to be a part of what's happening in the way of church planting, in the way of providing tools for evangelism and discipleship."
You can help with this multi-million-dollar project and spread the gospel by donating. And Operation Mobilization's brand new ship, the Logos Hope, has just finished 13 days of ministry in Belfast, Ireland. The ship held events reaching out to homeless ministries, pastors, and Christian leaders, as well as running volunteer programs. OM ships visit cities around the world and welcomes millions of people on board every year. They support relief work as well as providing Christian programs and literature. Pray the gospel will change many lives as it continues its ministry in Dublin. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the Support MNN Today link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.